What do you remember about your dad? Would you mind talking about that at all?
I don't remember a lot about my father. Most of my memories have to do with the photographs that I've seen and the stories that I've been told.
That's the voice of Lola Kramer, who was barely four when her father, Philip Taylor Kramer, disappeared in 1995.
I think that I project memories onto the photographs. In my memory, there are just points that are very clearly photographs that I've seen. There's one that was printed in, I think, the Los Angeles Times when he disappeared, and it was one of the popular images that circulated. And it's a picture of our family, me as I think like 4 years old, my brother who was probably 12 or so, my mom and my dad, and we were at some lake, and I think one of our arms is outstretched and I'm in a swimsuit, and we're all very happy and smiling. And it's like the one family portrait that we kind of have.
Before Lola was even born, Taylor, as he was known, lived about a half dozen fantastical lives. He toured the world with the psych rock band Iron Butterfly. He worked on nuclear missiles for the Department of Defense. He founded a tech startup that was decades ahead of its time. But Lola was just a kid when her dad disappeared, so it's understandable that she wouldn't remember much about his extraordinary life.
He was a talented musician, but he was probably more talented as a scientist. And he was way ahead with the internet barely existed.
Given Taylor's technical acumen and his vision, Taylor opened every deal. All I had to do was let him out into the room and people brought out their checkbooks.
And then there are the rumors about his more secretive work.
The family gossip has included everything from the fact that my father and his dad were trying to disprove one of Einstein's theories. I've also heard that there was something he was trying to understand about time travel. I have heard that he was working with NASA and that he was dealing with highly classified information. There were a lot of napkins with math problems scattered all over our house.
Time travel isn't what fascinated Taylor Kramer. It was what you might call teleportation. And he announced that he and his father had figured out how to do it just weeks before Taylor disappeared. Now look, I get it if you're skeptical. Disproving Einstein, rock and roll, rocket science, teleportation, all culminating in a missing persons case, it's a lot. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to tracking down answers. Over 4 years after Taylor's disappearance, though, one mystery may have been explained. Where was he?
Philip Taylor Kramer's remains were found May 29, 1999, at the bottom of a steep canyon near Malibu. There's still plenty of mystery surrounding the death of the former Iron Butterfly bassist. We were unable to conclude that it was, or wasn't, an accident. And we weren't able to say it was a suicide, said a coroner's office spokesman.
I don't think I really started to explore the conspiracy theories until I was in college, maybe 18 or 19 years old.
There was talk of alien abduction, financial ties to the mafia, international espionage. We've uncovered even more in the course of our reporting.
He felt that what he would have invented would have put many of the fossil fuel companies out of business. And he felt that that made him a target. And then subsequent to his disappearance, I received calls from initially the FBI.
Between things like this and everything else that I read online as a teenager growing up with the internet, my father's death remains a mystery to me.
The official story is that Philip Taylor Kramer's body was found at the bottom of a canyon in Malibu. But that didn't keep speculation at bay, even for his friends and loved ones.
Do you think is there part of you that still thinks he's alive?
Yes.
On February 12th, 1995, the last day anyone who knew him would see him alive, Taylor Kramer was at home. He drank coffee in bed, then he jumped on the Stairmaster, just like he did every day. That's where he stayed for 2 hours. What was he thinking about as he continued that climb to nowhere? Was it his work? His tangled finances? The mob? The government? I'm Daniel Ralston, and I first heard this story when someone leaned over the bar where I was working and asked, "Have you heard about the bass player from Iron Butterfly who disappeared?" It was such a wild tale that honestly, I dismissed most of it. But the more I dug into it, the wilder and the realer it seems.
Yeah, I don't think my mind will ever stop searching for answers, and I don't mind that. I think that the mystery that my father left is so fascinating, and the unknowingness of it all.
It's been 26 years since Taylor disappeared, and 22 years since the body was found. His family and friends are still searching for answers. Somewhere in this world or beyond, Taylor Kramer is still out there. The story of his life begins here, in the Garden of Eden.